Call 866-577-1831 or visit agstar.com.
Your noontime news, your midday Brownfield Ag News Update here on Chasm Radio. Let's look at a few local corn and soybean numbers here as we begin your noon hour today. And first of all, at 8 a.m. in St. Cloud, looking at corn and beans, we have cash corn for March at 307, or April at 309, May corn at 309. In the soybeans, March 857, April and May at 860, your June and July beans at 871 at 8 a.m. Centrosoda, New Vision Alliance in Albany, we see March, April, and May corn at 297, your March soybeans at 855, and April beans at 850 today. At Centrosoda, New Vision Alliance in Albany. We'll look at grain and cattle futures and dairy numbers all coming up here shortly. Noontime news, already 1224. We are joined by Tom Rothman, longtime farm broadcaster with the Minnesota Farm Network, joining us here on Chasm Radio as we pay tribute and remember Cliff Mitchell, as I mentioned earlier, who passed away yesterday. And Tom, I appreciate your time and joining us here today.
Oh, my pleasure, Joe. Glad to be with you.
And Tom, yourself, you had a big history with Cliff throughout the state, attending many events, and also a fellow member at NEFB, a longtime history.
Yeah, Joe, we really did. Of course, KASM was an affiliate of ours at Minnesota Farm Network, I don't know, for maybe 15, 20 years, I don't know exactly. And in that time, Cliff and I had a chance to do a number of things together, and just some great memories of a great man.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some of those memories. Anything stand out? Everybody who we spoke to this morning, I mean, really just liked his personality and the ability to talk to anybody. And he was just, you know, just an average person when it came to meeting you or interviewing you or so.
He was, but at the same time, he was actually a very gifted interviewer, Joe, because, you know, I did a lot of remotes with Cliff over the years at various things, especially the Minnesota State Fair. We'd get together on the first day of the fair and chat and interview people. And one thing I always admired about Cliff's ability to interview people, and I'm sure you know the difficulties at this time times like this, Joe, but sometimes if you have someone on the air for a long time, you can run out of questions, run out of things to talk about. But Cliff never did. He always found some new angle, some new question to ask that the rest of us just, it didn't come to our minds. I was always very impressed with his ability to just carry on a conversation beyond where most people would just end it.
And many of times, Tom, he would ask a question that nobody else would ask, or maybe it's more on the personal side too, but he'd still kind of fling away with those yet.
Oh, yes, he would. He also was good, Joe, at asking questions that none of us really would dare to ask, you know, especially, as you said, on the personal side. And there's a line going around among some in Minnesota agriculture for a while that you've never really been interviewed until you've been interviewed by Cliff Mitchell.
And that's exactly what we've heard this morning, too, whether it was at the yearly NEFB convention where he'd call everybody up to his room, or it was just kind of a rite of passage, I've been told, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. A lot of us were fortunate enough to go up to the room, and Cliff and Ellie would have donuts for you, and you'd just sit around and chat about what was ever the topic of the day in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the many events, too, and I always, you know, like to tell folks, they'll ask, you know, oh, you got a chance to work with him and such, and I said, he had a great sense of humor, too, and if he would try and break you if he could or make you laugh when you could, too, he was good at that as well.
He was. He had that subtle sense of humor that he'd say something you wouldn't expect. Unfortunately, the most inopportune time as a radio broadcaster, and he'd get you on occasion. But he was just a master with his sense of humor. It didn't just grab you. It was very, very subtle.
I know since I took over the chair here, I always kind of made a joke or a comment at all the events we go to, and there hasn't been one event since 2009 where his name doesn't come up or somebody does ask about him. But I guess looking back and kind of rehashing it, it just shows his influence he had, not just here locally, but far beyond.
Well, that's very true, Joe. I mean, what was he in that chair at KASM for more than 50 years, well over 50 years, and you have an impact on the lives of many people growing up and throughout their youth and their adult lives, and he had quite an impact for a long time. And as you said, he reached out beyond central Minnesota. People at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, broadcasters from other states, knew him very well, and so did some of the agriculture organizations and other groups that he was involved in. So he left his mark in that area, no doubt.
And finally, Tom, too, I'm sure you heard the phrases of the roadkill count as he traveled anywhere, or you know what the rainfall was at the Woodtake Ranch, too. So
I did, too. Yes, I heard those, and the fact that he also had the, 20-some sisters growing up. That,
19 only, Tom. Only 19. Come on.
19. I'm sorry. No, only 19. I have to admit, the first time I heard that, way, way back when I was a lot younger, I fell for it. You know, I fell for it. So, but 19 is impressive.
You darn right. Well, Tom, I appreciate your time sharing a few stories and comments with us today as we send our condolences to the entire Mitchell family. And we'll be doing interviews all next week as well. Tom, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right, Tom Rothman joining us, a fellow farm broadcaster and previously with the Minnesota Farm Network joining us, and we'll be doing interviews. Bob Bosold from Wisconsin will get his comments later on here during Noontime News, and we got quite a lineup already next week, and many so willing to share their stories and their memories of Cliff as well. So we'll be doing that in our gesture and to highlight his career and who he was, and that's what we'll be doing here on Chasm Radio and a whole lot more next week as well. Currently 50 degrees, your noontime news.